Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Five on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got
five on. Because I'm feeling spicy today, I'm going to give you the bonus first. You got that? The question is, from the text line, from many people, can you DFA a dog? My answer is no. You cannot.
You can't. I guess you could DFA him, and then somebody else could claim him.
No,
another team could claim him. You can send down a dog. You just can't.
Your heart claims him forever.
You can't put down a dog. No. You see the difference there? You can send him down. You cannot put him down.
Also, is a dog really ever DFA'd? They're in your heart.
Exactly.
Yep.
We'll always have the memories.
Bark, bark. All right.
Number one.
Aww. Were you more disappointed in Ben Brown's performance or the lack of production from the Cubs' offense in Tuesday's 7-2 loss to the Phillies?
Lack of production. Lack of production.
From who? How are you answering this question?
The Cubs lineup. First of all, why only one walk? Why? That walk was from Matt Shaw, your number 8 hitter. Why was the lineup the way it was yesterday? I don't care that it's a day game. I don't care if it's a day game on the moon. You're used to day games. What are you doing with this lineup? And especially when you know that Ben Brown struggles in the first inning. That I knew. I did not know that I was going to get this lineup producing 11 strikeouts and only one walk and making Jesus Luzardo look like he got his groove back.
I'm going to have to disagree. I think this is more about the Ben Brown thing that I'm disappointed in, because it looked like we had turned a corner with Ben Brown, possibly, after his last two outings where he was phenomenal. But he could not get it done. He never got in rhythm. It was from jump. And he's now sitting out here with a 3-5 record and a 5.71 ERA on a team that is 14 games over 500. I don't know what's going to happen with Ben Brown. I know the Cubs hitters struggle with lefties who are really good. Jesus Luzardo would seem to fit the mold of that, because before the two outings where he combined to give up 20 runs, double-digit strikeouts each of the previous two outings. So I knew what it was going to be with the Phillies offense, or excuse me, the Cubs offense against the Phillies ace if he was in ace mode. But I thought, you know, scratch out two or three runs and you got a chance to win the game.
Did either one of us think he was going to be in ace mode? Did Craig Counsell, based on that lineup, think he was going to be in ace mode?
No, I think Craig just was resting people he thought needed resting. I would make the argument that maybe they didn't need resting when you've got four straight games against a Pirates team that's been better. It's been better, but it's still not good.
It's not the Phillies.
It's not the Phillies.
The Pirates are not the Phillies.
So when
and
Shota
the Steelers are not the Eagles.
They both play in Pennsylvania, though. All four of those teams, in fact, play in Pennsylvania.
Yep, and that's me throwing a little shade.
So when Shota comes back, who gets bumped from the rotation?
I think Ben Brown probably goes back to some sort of long relief situation.
I think we won't know that answer until we get closer, because Ben Brown, Colin Ray are kind of in this back and forth
situation. To me, it's Colin Ray. Like, you did your duty, Colin Ray. You've been amazing in this role that you have. You did your time.
Yeah, he has been, his performances have been less effective. But I think Ben Brown just shows you where he's most comfortable.
We talked about overexposure. Colin Ray might be in that area right now of being overexposed.
Oh, Twitch chat. Good point about DFA. You can DFA a dog if it's designated for activities.
Wow. That's where Clever. We're going.
Yeah, all the Oz. Don't you remember the baby bears I showed you guys the other day? How precious was that? You need a little cuteness.
That's why the Twitch mob is the best. Number two. Pope Leo XIV was seen wearing a White Sox hat yesterday after blessing a newlywed couple in Rome. According to Boston.com, the hat was a gift from the couple who happened to be Red Sox fans. Is the Pope the most important or famous Chicago sports fan of all time? And are you surprised the picture that surfaced yesterday of the Pope wasn't Photoshopped?
I was surprised it wasn't Photoshopped. I very much thought it wasn't Photoshopped because I, as an American citizen, can't handle this. I am a practicing Catholic. I go to Mass. I know that Father Sakowitz over at the cathedral is a big Sox fan. I can't handle this. We're a month in, and I can't handle that the Pope is American and so relatable. That he probably has a Wawa order because he went to Villanova. That he loves the Sox so much. That he wears a Sox hat with his Pope outfit. No! This is baffling to me. It was much easier to understand Barack Obama being a White Sox fan. George Bush, I grew up with, obviously, in Texas. The biggest Texas Rangers fan. He would photobomb the reporter at games after he wasn't the president anymore. This I cannot handle. We're a month in, and I'm going to be like this the whole time.
As far as the Photoshop thing, I absolutely, initially, the first time I saw the picture, was like, oh, here comes another Photoshop. That's the key. Another. As in, I've seen him Photoshop so many times since being named Pope. That's
in just kinda, Sox hat.
It's the default, right? It's what you expect. It's a Sox hat.
Like, he's been Photoshopped in Sox gear so much, I don't know what's real and what's not anymore.
And obviously, with the way the Sox played last season and the way they started this season, really, anybody wearing a Sox hat, you're like, is that Photoshopped? Whether it's the Pope or not. Because are people out here really rocking Sox hats in Chicago anyway, like that right now? Not as much as they were. It's a fashion statement. It's a cultural brand, the White Sox. But if there was anything that could drive people to no longer wear Sox gear, it's the performance on the field the last season plus. So, yes, I was shocked that it was not a Photoshop at first. Now, once it was explained to me, I was like, okay, that actually, it is a verified picture that actually happened. And then you read the backstory. As far as him being the most famous Sox fan, I don't know that people could just pick out the Pope if he's not in Pope gear walking down the street. I think that still goes to Barack. I think that's everybody. And I know it's most famous in the world, but I think a lot of people in a lot of places know who Barack Obama is.
Heaven forbid he wear a tan suit. Just cause a scandal, you know.
Well, you know about that.
But everything else.
The thing about the Pope being a Sox fan, though, is they're like, feels like there has to be some magic that comes along with it. With Obama being the president and Sox fan, all right, that's cool. But with the Pope, it's like, oh, we could get like God on our side.
The mystery of faith. Also, I love all the people in the text line calling the dog Bruce.
Hey, man, if you don't know who Bruce is, go Google it. Watch. Go down a rabbit hole of one of the greatest comedians, I think, in our time doing his thing.
I'm also thinking of the song.
I'm also thinking of Bruce Levine.
Who did you think they were talking about in the song?
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yes, he's talking about a comedian named Bruce.
Amazing.
Yeah, let yourself go down the Comic View rabbit hole.
Yes.
You mean the Yin Yang Twins view. Did not invent that? Dang it.
Wait, you thought that was just a made up? What did you think Bruce was?
I just thought they were cooking on a line. I didn't know.
I mean, they
get
were.
Get lost with it, get loose with it, something else, Bruce. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't want to finish that line?
Nope. Tanny pulls audio 24/7.
Yeah, so no, Bruce is definitely a comedian. It's hilarious. I thought you knew. The fact that you didn't know is kind of shocking to me because you usually know pretty much everything about.
No, but I wasn't chronically online then like I am now. I just knew the song and would dance
get
to it.
Get caught with it. Get loose with it.
I'm worried that the kids are going to think we were too intense. You know, like our generation, like we joke about like all the millennial accounts on Facebook and how we're like, why do we always want to fight when certain songs come on?
Well, the songs are designed to, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And they don't care like we do. They just don't care.
Number three.
The NBA draft has snuck up on us. I had no idea when it was. It's in 13 days. The NBA 25th. Draft is in 13 days. What position do the Bulls need to address the most in the draft or in free agency?
Front court. That's it for me. Like they've got to do something about 4 and 5 that makes it make sense. So that's how I feel. That's my speech. I don't necessarily know that any position, like given their situation, they have some positional redundancies, as we've talked about. You know, what are you going to do when you've got all these guards? You're going to have to make a decision about Io and Kobe. I say those two with their names next to each other respectively for a reason. So I think it's got to be some decision that is made in the front court. What do you think?
I would love to see the Bulls get a rim running center.
Rum running center.
I think I say
like,
running back.
No.
Bulls need a running back as well.
Yeah, Bulls need a running back as well. No.
Rum runner is like summertime shy. That's like what you'd name your boat, you know?
The rim runner. There's a lot of different ways.
The rum runner.
Oh, rum runner. Okay. I thought you said rim runner.
No.
No, but rim running center. A rim running center. A guy who.
Exactly.
A guy who plays at one end as a stopper down low. A guy who offers some basket protection, and then who can finish on the pick and roll on the other end.
AKA getting Bruce with it.
Yes, AKA getting Bruce with it.
I'm glad I learned more about that topic.
Like Short said, let's Bruce do things with it.
Seriously, just thought it was a good line in a song.
It is a good line in a song. Both things can be true.
Now it's an even better line in a song.
It's a better line in a song, absolutely. So, no, but they need a guy who can protect the paint, okay? They need a guy who can be a rim stopper.
Protector.
A protector.
Will Vucevic be on this team before the season starts?
Yeah.
Nah. Go to work. AK, go to work. Do your thing.
He said summer 2026 for a reason, guys.
So we're just holding on to expiring contracts now?
What would you call what they had happened with Andre Drummond?
A disaster.
Rebound machine.
Yeah, not good.
A second round pick and return machine.
Yeah, I would take the 2 second round pick. Just get as many assets as possible. This is not hard.
The OKC Thunder have shown you the way. This is the way.
Also, the Indiana Pacers have shown you the way.
Shown you the way.
That's right.
We want to talk about the second round of the 2022 draft, by the way. Woof.
Giddy needs his Robin. That's a really good point.
Number four.
Have you also gotten an interview request from the New York Knicks? Did you also not get permission?
You know what this is? This is like when you get
Damn it, Ray. I would have just asked the question myself if I knew you were going to be that sarcastic about it.
No, listen. This is like when you get those spam messages. You ever get those text messages about, we saw you're looking for work and you click on this and you can apply for the job, or we need you to work. And
hi, Mars Hall. This is text message. We have opportunity for you.
Yes.
Click here, !!
I think that's what happened around the league when this started happening, because people started making fun of it, not knowing how many teams indeed it was. After the first couple, you were like, like, I don't know if you saw somebody put out the Bucks, you know, offered the services of Doc Rivers, but New York was the one who said no.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's so good.
But seriously, they have not offered me the job, but if they did, I will gladly get hired to be fired and take my multi-million dollar severance package with me.
I, too, have been affected by the New York Knicks coaching search. If you've been affected by the water at Camp Lejeune, we all saw the Camp Lejeune commercials. Is that what you were going for, Ray? First, it could have been mocking me because I was obsessed with asking the question a certain way.
No, it's mocking. My sarcasm is a mockery of the New York Knicks. Don't get that twisted. It's coming from.
I thought it was an obsession or a mockery of my obsession with asking the question.
It is a mockery of the New York Knicks.
So, secondary speaking, who do you think ends up being the head coach of the New York Knicks next season?
Michael Malone.
All that to just go hire a guy who could be hired?
I think that their first choice was Jay Wright. Okay. And I think that they are doing all of this to only end up with Michael Malone, and whatever grand plan they all had up in there, it is not actually working.
Okay, thirdary question.
Tertiary?
Well, I was just saying, because secondary, it just sounded like the right thing to say. Will Cat be on this team next year?
Ooh.
I think it depends on who the coach is.
Would the Bucks take Cat and someone else for Giannis and some draft picks if they but don't even really have?
No, I'm sorry. How many draft picks?
Yeah, that would be. Like, you would need a third team to interject there and have some things.
So if the Knicks want to make a big splash, Cat has to be gone.
630 says they've marked themselves safe from the New York Knicks coaching search.
I like that.
If you've been affected by the New York Knicks coaching search, contact this number.
What if they just rehired Tibbs, though? They're like, hey, remember that whole thing? Yeah, remember about that? Yeah, come back.
You heard that vibe that Shakia Taylor was talking about, Petty Shabazz?
Yes.
Petty Crocker? Tibbs is also on that team. Ain't no way. No way. In fact, I would call Joe Cali right now and get him to just talk about this very one slight small topic in our discussion.
You know what you could do with Joe Cali? We could have him come on, turn him loose, like wind him up, turn him loose, and then go to commercial break, and then he's still talking on the other side of the commercial break on the point. I would love to do that.
He's talking about Aaron Rodgers at that point.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
That was a volcano that erupted. Yeah. I just thought immediately, I'm like, if there's one person I want whose opinion needs to be heard on this, it's Cali. And then the chaos happened.
A lot of chaos.
That was a basketball hoops volcano of opinions.
Number five.
Yesterday, Brian Wilson, the lead singer and songwriter of the Beach Boys, passed away at the age of 82 years old. He's a legend. If you haven't read his autobiography, highly recommend it. He's a brilliant mind, very troubled mind. Shout out Brian Wilson, RIP. In 2020, though, Rolling Stone magazine ranked the top 500 albums of all time, and the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds was ranked number 2. In your opinion, what is the greatest album of all time? It may not be your favorite, but what do you think is the greatest album of all time?
Thriller, Michael Jackson.
That's my number 2. Go ahead. It's happening all over the country right now. Kids go to school and they get miseducated. Give me the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill for number 1. Just give it to me. A perfect album. No skips. Get you in your feelings.
Did I tell you guys about the time that I was at Bulls practice a few months ago and I said to Ayo Dosunmu, oh, is this the whole bad album? And he's like, you think this is bad? And I'm just like, and I just stared at him with the saddest eyes and one of those emojis with the half like underturned smile. You know, I was like, mouth agape.
Did you explain to him?
And then I was like, no. This is a whole album. The album is entitled Bad. And then he's like, it just looks at me. And then I look at him and there's this horrible realization of age gap.
So I host trivia, and the other day, I love Michael Jackson. I think he has amazing music. On the album Thriller, I'm going to give you lyrics. You have to name the song, because zero people got this right at trivia. Too high to get over, too low to get under. What song is that?
Starting Something.
Yes, zero people got that song.
Those zero people need to re-examine their lives.
I was genuinely shocked.
To be fair, when I was listening to Michael Jackson songs as a youth, I didn't necessarily listen to the words. It was like,
but you also couldn't look up the lyrics anywhere.
Yeah.
Whatever you thought the lyrics were, that's what they were.
MTV had a whole thing called Spring Break where they did all these shows from Spring Break. And one of the things they did was Say What Karaoke, because this is back before you could look up lyrics on the interwebs. And you would think you knew the words, but then when you would watch Say What Karaoke and see what the actual words were, like, I was off by a lot.
That was always the best commercial, too. Like, they had one for, I think it was AT&T, and he's like, it's Rock the Casbah, and he's like, I thought it was Rock the Cash Box or something that was silly. Like, those were always the best commercials.
Yes.
AZ Lyrics Universe did not exist yet. And that's the real one. I don't know what you other people are messing with out there, but there's only one for me.
I love this from 219. Never thought I would say Ice Cube NWA in the same sentence with the Pope. LOL. That's what the Sox hat has done. That's from 219 on the text line. A lot of nominations for albums. Also, 847, Thriller is a killer album. Pet Sounds is an incredible album. Check out the song, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. Dark Side of the Moon, Eagles' Greatest Hits. I think You can't do a greatest hits if we're talking about an album, right? It's got to be an album.
I don't know, because it's a compilation.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unfair.
Design of the Decade by Janet Jackson, I consider one of the great albums, and it's a greatest hits album.
Oh, we got rankings right here. Interesting, too. One, Prince from 847, Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Two, Nirvana, Nevermind. Three, Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life.
Songs in the Key of Life.
Great pick.
Beatles, Revolver, and number five, The Crow soundtrack.
Oh, The Crow soundtrack was awesome.
That was a good soundtrack. Not gonna lie.
Someone stole mine. Dark Side of the Moon, front to back, incredible album. Probably the most recognizable album cover of all time as well.
Maybe one of the most innovative was Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.
Oh.
That's up there for me. Oh. And frankly, Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar.
Here we go. Kendrick Lamar. He's no J. Cole, but he's good.
What?
Come on.
What?
I said it with a straight face. No smiles.
That is a bad take.
Yeah, you know, occasionally I'm good, occasionally I'm bad.
That's a bad take.
Okay. We don't have time.
That's why I said it when I said it.
You know who we need to say this to? By popular demand and technology, our friend Gabe Ramirez is with us at 125 for a bit that he told us about, so we want to see how it works live. But also, this discussion. We have to talk to Gabe about this.
Maybe we'll include Gabe. Maybe not.
There's a lot of Bears audio that we didn't get to from OTAs that came out earlier this week. We want to examine what Ozzie Trapillo has learned. I think there's a lot there. So is he a possible starting left tackle option for this team? I'd say that if you heard him talk, you can make the decision for yourself. That's next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Is it Trapillo or Trapillo?
I didn't want to correct you, buddy, but it's a pillow.
Okay. All right. Wait.
Wait, huh?
What?
Trapillo.
Oh, you said it's a pillow. Jesus. Ah. Love it.
This is also the most, why does every high school football team run out of the tunnel to this song at one point or another?
What neighborhood do you live in? No, the high school teams in my neighborhood didn't run out to this song.
Oh my gosh. If I had, especially shooting football, like shooting football games for your TV station.
Oh, like in the burbs.
Every single high school football team in Southern Oklahoma ran out to Crazy Train for like a good year.
Okay. I didn't even know what the name of the song was. I just knew the song. You'll find it. I know a lot of music, but I don't know a lot of music. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it's like, and now you're 1-14 local high school team not making it to the playoffs. And then they run through the, you know, the paper and everybody screams. Yep. Yep. Some make it to the playoffs.
Well, yeah, but most don't last because only one can be the champion.
The champion.
Yes. There can only be one. More than just the Highlander.
And do you know what they play at halftime? The same thing we play at halftime.
It's halftime? Do you know the Highlander? Have you seen that movie, Highlander?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm just creating an inventory in my head of things that Layla hasn't seen. So
I haven't seen the Highlander.
We know you haven't, Robbie. It's fine.
Yeah, fine.
Is it like the TV show?
It is like the TV show.
The TV show
is based on the movie, yes.
But there's also a book.
Sure. I'm sure there is.
I think there's a book.
What I know as an adult is they will market and make money off of anything.
I know this is off topic, but this is very important.
Oh.
We're going to have to break the rules for this. If time travel were invented, it would have happened by now because somebody would have gotten their NCAA bracket right.
Nah, that's too dangerous.
That is the strongest example of time travel I have. Is that how everybody's always like, oh, there's no more perfect brackets. And it's been happening every year for a million years. If time travel existed, somebody would have gotten a perfect bracket at some point.
But see, that's not necessarily true because if you believe in timelines breaking off strands, then you just aren't a part of that timeline where that's happened.
I believe in the Biff Sports Almanac theory, where he takes the gray sports almanac and then becomes wealthy and creates a dystopian society.
And then the Cubs win the World Series.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with it.
Yep.
Yeah. I disagree, though. I think time travel definitely exists.
Nope. I think a perfect bracket would have happened by now if we had time travel.
But the butterfly effect. They could have came back and then destroyed the whole timeline.
Okay. Listen. We don't have time for this.
You brought it up.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
You can't bring it up. Get off and answer your question.
At least you correctly identified what the butterfly effect is, because there's a whole group of people on social media not actually understanding what that is based on the movie.
Wasn't that a Mariah Carey album?
That I never saw.
Was that not a Mariah Carey album, The Butterfly Effect? Oh, no. That was just Butterfly, right? My bad.
Okay, getting back to the topic at hand, which is clearly Crazy Train by Ozzy Trapillo.
I don't think he wrote that song or performed it.
I love his music festival, Ozfest.
Oh, okay. I like Ozzy Osbourne because his family's crazy, but go ahead.
That's where I was going with
yes.
it. I think if there's one thing I took away from the Bears player portion of them addressing the media at OTAs a couple days ago, it was that Ozzy Trapillo does not only have the aptitude, the effort is there as far as being able to take on the, I think, mental responsibilities of being Ben Johnson's left tackle, but they're preparing him like he is. I don't think they're preparing him necessarily like a rookie. I feel like they're presenting all this information and preparing him like it's not a willed job where he's taking over for Braxton Jones in the interim, but it is something that is an expectation. Does that make sense? It's not given, but it's like a professional exchange that I don't necessarily know you would see at a rookie at that important of a position.
When I think about Ozzy Trapillo, the opportunity itself is the Bears drafted you and where they drafted you. And we go back to the whole, everyone is treated fairly, but everyone isn't treated equally. Second round draft picks get treated differently than fifth or sixth or seventh or undrafted free agents.
Or even the guy who has the job, who we always talk about, blah, 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 for a fifth rounder. You know, that's always a qualifier. I feel like that may not be the case with Ozzy Trapillo, and not even the qualifier for a rookie. You know, they're preparing him like they want him to be that person at that position.
Well, unfortunately for Braxton Jones, he's not available right now. Kieran Amagaji, he's kind of in the same boat with Ozzy Trapillo in a way, because if you think about it, his lack of experience in year one, and this is his first fully participatory offseason because he wasn't able to do stuff because he was injured when he was drafted.
Right.
Trapillo is being given not necessarily the keys to the left tackle position, but by rotating with Karen Amagaji throughout this process, whether it's OTAs, the mandatory minicamp, and even this final thing that's going on right now between training, between now and training camp, he's getting an opportunity to say, show us what you can do.
And I don't necessarily think it's wish casting. I feel like there's a more business-like approach out of all involved, and you're seeing that come out in how he's speaking to the media. Ben Johnson said the cool thing is to see with Ozzy, for a guy that's a young player, he's really polished in terms of the mental aspects of the game. We're looking to key up some things, quicken up his steps, his identification process. Karan's done a nice job just for the little bit that we've had him as well. Just the growth prospects so far so good. But when you hear how Ben Johnson is addressing the both of them, I don't feel like Ben Johnson is separating and saying, yeah, Ozzy for a rookie. He didn't say that. He said young player. And I wonder if we're getting a little bit of that mindset when he addresses the media. Because this isn't the first time where I've thought, that guy sounds really professional, even though he's a rookie.
Well, he's big time. And I don't say that just because he's 6'8". I'm just saying he's big time because he's got a little bit of the family history with his dad playing football. Mm-hmm. And obviously, when you think about where they were, the Bears, in terms of what they needed from their line position, the other moves that they made before the Ozzy Trapillo being drafted move show how serious they are about fortifying the front, which is why I look at Trapillo specifically like, oh, they believe in him on draft night, as opposed to this is a guy down the road if he had been drafted in the fifth round or whatever. I think that's a big part of this, is what they see in him on the way in, as opposed to Karen Amagaji, who's been sitting around not been able to do the things that they want a starter to do on the offensive line.
Let's listen to professional Ozzy Osbourne Trapillo talk about working with the first team.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really great opportunity. You know, this is the perfect time for the coaches to do it. You know, rotate guys in. Like I said, there's no pads on or anything yet. So they're really just doing their best to get guys looks, get a feeling for it all. So I'm going out there, you know, every opportunity I get, trying to make the most of it. And I think, again, it's really beneficial to be able to work next to guys that have, you know, played in this league.
What do you sense is the coaching staff's emphasis for you as they evaluate you in a training camp on what they want to see for you to claim a job?
I think that's a tough question. I know, like I kind of touched upon, this is a time that they're going to rotate guys. They're going to give everyone a shot, get everyone on tape so that they can go back and look again at it, you know, multiple times. So I wouldn't say anything in specific that I'm aware of. You know, I'm just going out there every rep, trying to make it the best rep I've ever had.
Are there areas where you felt growth since the start of May, where you can feel it come along?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's, you know, with any new system, there's minor technique differences, you know, with every coach. So just really trying to hone in on that over these last few weeks. Naturally, you know, you spend enough time at it, you're going to get better at it. So I do see improvements along that.
I know you said that you spent a lot of the pre-draft process working on the left side, getting ready for that. But how did it go once you got out there at these practices?
Yeah, I think, you know, it went well. I touched upon this in a different interview with new technique. It's, in a way, it's a little easier, I'd say, because I don't go flow state like I do. You know, if I were to go on the right side, I kind of just get in those habits, whatever I've been taught for so long. So on that sort of foreign side, a little foreign, you're able to really hone in on the minor differences that these coaches want to see. And so I think there's definitely, you know, benefits in that.
See, listen to professional Ozzy Trapillo.
He's almost too, I don't know how to say this.
Professional?
Well, yeah, but almost like a well-rounded professional. Like, everything he says, I believe, and I'm trying to figure out why I believe it so much.
Yes. Yeah, he sold me. I'm like, okay.
He's like,
this'll work.
He's like the guy that you go see when you're buying a new car, and you're like, I don't think he's trying to get over on me. I think he's giving me the real deal, like the fairest deal he can give me and still make a little commission.
Does it change your mind if you hear another person use that term flow state?
I think what you want to do is have that flow state be a continual thing.
Unfortunately, no. I think that explains a lot of how he plays football.
But also, I think it does add value to what Ozzy Trapillo says. When I hear a guy who could possibly be paying for a Super Bowl say it.
I knew that. Before you spoke, I knew what was coming
out
of your
mouth. I love Coach Him Up Marshall Harris. Sometimes you sneak into Coach Him Up. Why is that a bad thing if you're a natural motivator?
Who has to coach up a four-time MVP in Aaron Rodgers? You guys.
You, because he tore his ACL and he's four. Or his,
Steelers
are
not going to the Super Bowl.
He tore his Achilles and he's 41 and he's playing for the Steelers. This isn't a bizarre world where the Chiefs and the Bills don't exist.
This is a yes or no question. Is he 1 year or 2 years removed from the torn Achilles?
But it's a torn Achilles at 41. We're in our 40s. It's not easy out here. We know this. Aaron Rodgers versus us? Sure. Aaron Rodgers versus time? Debatable. Even for him.
This is not pros versus Joes, okay? That's not what this is. What I'm trying to tell you is...
This is pros versus the Chiefs, versus the Ravens, versus the Bills. He's not going to a Super Bowl.
All right. Keep playing. You say it like versus the Ravens. Mike Tomlin already knows how to stop the Ravens. He has done it more times than not with Lamar Jackson, a quarterback. True or false?
All right. Here's what Coach Amat Marshall Harris has done. Number one, sent Tyreek Stevenson to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Number two, Ozzie Triplo is the starting left tackle, at least until Braxton Jones is healthy. Number three, Aaron Rodgers is possibly taking the Steelers to a superb owl.
He's definitely taking them to 9-8. I can tell you that.
Mike Tomlin was taking them tonight.
I heard that combination might get 6 or 7 wins. I heard
Mason Rudolph will take him to 9-8.
I wasn't going to get that carried away. I just want to point that out. I was never going to say Mason. I was like, this is the year the streak ends. If Mason Rudolph had been named as the starting quarterback with, I don't even know who their third string quarterback is now, but knowing exactly the look that you're giving me
actually,
right now.
Actually, it's the pillow.
You know what? Don't worry about it, guys. We will come back to my Aaron Rodgers take, say, week 14 or 15 when they've clinched a playoff spot.
I hope we get to ask him about it. Aaron Rodgers. Coach Amat Marshall Harris is a real person, and he thinks you guys are Super Bowl.
We do not care.
Exactly.
What is it? Steelers?
Mike Tomlin doesn't care.
Depth chart. All right, let's see about this. No. Let's see what the internet has to say about who QB3 is.
Again.
Will Howard.
Oh, out of Ohio State.
From Ohio State?
Kansas State legend.
That Will Howard? This is a perfect time while you're looking up the details for me to remind you that you can join the Scores, Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf, for a special live broadcast at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar. That's 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. That's today from 2 to 6 p.m. Bulls radio network analyst and three-time NBA champion Bill Willington. It's Bill Winnington will make a special appearance from 4 to 6 p.m. Taking the first round action from Oakmont. And while you're on site, download and fund the Circa Sports Illinois app to receive a match back incentive up to $500 directly into your account. Plus, take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx.
Also, one of you, let's get this line going for Top Golf and Rockies wins. Top Golf, somebody at Circa is the only, they're the most qualified to do this. Rockies wins for the season versus Gunnar Rust at Topgolf.
I want to point out, since getting that sweep, the three-game sweep, the Rockies have lost 5 in a row. Just wanted to point that out. So you're looking good, Layla. You're
looking good. That series against the Marlins was a lot of fun. Even the Sox had a sweep last year.
Will they this year? That is the question.
Not tonight. They're going for the series against the Astros.
The 4th, the 5th, and the 6th of July.
Yeah. That's an important date here. NASCAR race, Sox and Rockies.
Unfortunately, it's in Colorado.
Big stuff.
Or maybe fortunately, I don't know.
No, I actually think that bodes well for Sox hitters. Coming up next, we will keep with the Bears talk because one of our friends and colleagues, an actual former football player, if you will, has a positive thought about not only the Bears running back situation, but I think reason for some calm. So we will take a listen to that, react, and get what you think, too. That's next on the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Score.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
In the running back room, Kyle Manungai has really stepped up his. I appreciate the attention to detail and the pride he takes and how quickly he's picking things up as well. So.
That was Ben Johnson talking about one of the Bears in the running back room. Seventh round pick Kyle Manungai out of Rutgers. We've talked a lot about him. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And speaking of later Bears draft picks, if you didn't hear it, go back today on the Odyssey app. Go to the rewind feature. Ruben Hippolyte joined the morning show. That was at 8:25. Check out that on Mully and Haw. It was a really good appearance out of one of the new Bears. Good stuff for sure. I appreciate when we have opinions that disagree with us and they're from people who are qualified, like Jake Butt, former college football player, as we know, football analyst for CHSN, has done a lot of work at other places as well, like Big Ten. He's well known, and I think he also provides a valid viewpoint when it comes to why the Bears might not need another running back.
So I know that Jake has been following the game of football his whole life, right? And in his analyst role, it's always interesting when you hear different people describe the same situation very differently, right? So we have kind of this bubble, I think, sometimes where we as Bears observers specifically look at the fallings and failings of the past. Yes, two different things.
What? We do that? We get hyper-fixated? What am I going to talk about for 4.5 hours what? If I don't?
So,
Ozzie's a pillow.
I can appreciate that Jake Butt was like, hold up, guys. I'm not seeing this the same way that, I don't know, almost all of you are. And so, listening to Jake and his hopefulness, if you will, his hope for Kyle Manungai when he was on with Mark Grody and Anthony Heron.
What do you feel like the Bears have in Manungai, and could he be that guy that ends up ascending up the depth chart to be paired with Swift?
Yeah, and I'm almost want to throw it back at you with the question, because you say you're down on the running back room. I'm not. I think Kyle Manungai. Are you hesitant to? Because I look at, yes, Kyle Manungai, Anthony, and I think he's so much better than the label of a seventh rounder. He has some of that blocking ability that Travion Henderson has. He is a physical running back. This guy led the Big Ten in rushing 2 years ago, and that was with the Rutgers offense that also had no downfield passing attack. He was running into 8 and 9 man boxes consistently. What he does special, he makes the first guy miss. That's what all great running backs do. He consistently makes the first guy miss, and then at the point of contact, consistently falls forward and fights for those extra yards. So, you know, this is a guy that, again, led the Big Ten in rushing with really no complementary passing game, running into loaded boxes consistently. To me, Anthony, and tell me what you think, he's much better than the label of a seventh rounder.
I think he's got every possibility to become a consistent and productive pro. But
I think
for where the Bears are at right now, I'm not confident yet that he's that. Like, I'm confident. I think he's a better football player, all-around playmaker as a back, than Roschon Johnson.
All right. I appreciate two football players in Ann Heron and Jake Butt having those differing thoughts. And I always appreciate somebody who can outshine a class when it comes to individual rushing performance. I take a little bit of an issue, though, when it comes to relative to an offense that wasn't as productive as the rest of its conference. But yeah, you can be a powerhouse as a running back in college football. But typically that means that the offense isn't well developed. Michigan aside, like let's set Michigan aside. Even they run the ball with a pretty equal handoff system when they're cooking. So they don't count in this for me. But that said, he's still doing the job that he was asked to do. So I appreciate Jake Butt making that point. I just think it still points to more potential than it does production on the NFL side.
So you're thinking this is more about potential than production when you talk about Kyle Manongai's possibilities going forward as a rookie for the Bears, a guy who was drafted in the seventh round in a draft that was deep at that position, running back. And that's why so many people are wondering why they wait so long. But in the same breath, you could say, well, because it was so deep, they were able to wait till the seventh round to get someone. I'm not leaning into that just based on past history with the person who's in charge of the draft, with Ryan Poles, and knowing how players have not developed into maybe the level that we thought they would.
I think their top three backs that they probably had their sights set on after Ashton Jeanty all came off of the board. And then they were left with a guy who should have been taken in the first round based on his talent and said, we're going to do that, and that's Luther Burden. That's how I think that went.
I want to defer to Ben Johnson until I see what this offense looks like on the field. I'm not that concerned about running back. I'm just not, because obviously Ben Johnson knows what he has and what he doesn't. And if he thinks he can make it work, I mean, he was hired to make it work. Scheme it up. You got plenty of weapons. You just, as of right now, maybe don't have the top of the line weapon in your backfield, but maybe he doesn't need that to do what he's going to get done.
Do I think that the Bears are going to run play action more regardless of how successful the running game is? Yes, 100%. That is one of those things that I think is a truth about a Ben Johnson offense. Also, anybody could call more play action than what we've seen out of the past three offensive coordinators. I leave Thomas Brown and them out of it just because that was the offense they inherited. He made sure to mention that. But when it came to the Shane Waldron install and the Luke Getsy offense, yeah, I'm 100% sure that play action will be run more.
That's also like, do I think that Caleb Williams will be under center more? Absolutely. What are we talking about here?
I would like to request more rollouts. That's a request. That's not a demand.
Maybe it should be a demand.
Roll out.
Not that rollout.
All of them.
You just reminded me of that State Farm commercial where Luda pops up and is like, aren't you going to roll out?
Luda in a State Farm commercial is also how I know I'm old.
You're not
Luda Hocken Insurance.
You're in what they call the wheelhouse. You are the one they are targeting. You are the demographic.
I don't like it. I don't like being the targeted
25
person
to 54, baby. We're the ones they want the money from, even though we ain't got as much money as the 55 plus.
Yeah, it's that
to be clear.
Part of it. But yeah, is it important that he did lead the Big Ten with 1,262 rushing yards his junior season? Yes. Is that something to point out as a stat where you know this guy can produce when called upon? Yes. Does it still translate to more potential than indication of performance at the NFL level? For me, yes.
I don't take the yardage in an offense where that's you are the offense to mean that he's going to just take that and bring it to the NFL level. That's not how I read this situation at all.
It's just not how college football works anymore.
Exactly.
And thusly, I think some of that is translated to how the NFL views the fungibility of running back.
I want to know the one thing Jake Butt said that I want to know the answer to is Roschon Johnson being supplanted by Kyle Manongai? That's the biggest question going right now, based on who they have in their running back room right now.
And I'm just worried that that's not a question a playoff team asks. You feel me?
You could be right.
That's my concern.
But Ben Johnson might still whip up a little top 10 offense action.
Oh, coach him up. Marshall Harris is back. He also has a question for you. And it's not just a question. I would call it a public service announcement. It is next on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.